Chapter 8. Kim had crashed his motorcycle once. He'd wiped out on one of the narrow, winding roads outside Bangkok and had gone skidding across the gravel. His skin had been shredded raw and bloody. That was how it felt, letting Che stare Kim Han in the face. Kim wasn't entirely sure how he'd ended up on the couch, but Che was pressed firmly against his side, and every part of Kim's body ached. He had such a bad headache that he could feel it pounding in the base of his skull. "Tell me if it's not good," Che said. Kim didn't know what he was talking about. Che being here was not good. It was awful. It hurt. Che's scent was also the only thing that was keeping him inside himself. If Che left, Kim didn't know what he would do. Probably something horrifying. Che took one of Kim's hands in both of his, and then there was a sharp, cool pressure. It didn't hurt, but it wasn't exactly soft either. Kim focused and saw that Che had pulled out a pen. He was tracing flowers on the back of Kim's hand in black ink. As he watched, Che made a garden bloom on his skin, dropping designs like kisses up and down each finger. The drag of the metal against his skin was grounding. Che hummed under his breath, filling the silence. Sometimes, Kim felt himself drift, but then Che would press the point of the pen in a little harder, and he'd come back. No one had ever touched him like this when he was Kim Han. There had been girls in college who'd fluttered over Wick or P. Kim, braiding his hair and tying homemade bracelets around his wrists. He'd felt safe allowing it, because Wick and P. Kim didn't kill people, so they wouldn't hurt those girls. Che had seen the blood crusted under Kim Han's fingernails. He knew Kim could hurt him. He knew, and he was still touching him like this. "Careful," Kim said. He hadn't planned to say it. Che's pen paused. "With you? Always." "Oh, for fuck's sake. Of me. This part of me." Che hummed, and the pen started to move again. He was drawing tiny stars between the flowers, filling every inch of Kim's skin. "This part isn't so bad."
"It is."
"It got you through whatever happened today. So, it's only getting flowers and stars from me." Che was focused on his doodling, worrying a corner of his lip between his teeth. He looked tiny inside Kim's leather jacket, the sleeves flopping down over his hands. But Kim knew if he tried to get the measure of him, he'd fail. Che filled Kim's horizon like the rising sun taking over the sky. Kim wanted him to stay forever, just like this. Kim didn't care if he went blind from his light.
"My full name is Kim Han. Kim Han Thirupanyakul."
Che lit up. "Mine is Porche Pichaya Kittasawat." He smiled, more lovely than anything Kim deserved. "It's nice to meet you, Kim Han."
"Okay. Nope. No, this was awful." Being the focus of Che's gaze was going to destroy him. "I only use that name for business."
"And you were on business tonight?" Che asked, because he could see Kim. Kim nodded. Che flipped Kim's hands over and pressed the undersides of their wrists together, scent glands touching. Their scents mingled, Che's soothing. Kim's rancid.
P-Kim? I don't know how to tell you this, but whatever your business is, maybe it kind of sucks.
Kim barked out a laugh and pressed his free hand over his eyes. He pushed down so hard that colors bloomed like bruises in the darkness. Che tugged his hand away and held it.
Hey, that's bad for your eyes.
Kim laughed again.
It hurt. Everything hurt.
Che squeezed his hands.
I want to offer something, but I don't want to freak you out. You're really, really upset, and it's awful to not help. But I don't want you to take it the wrong way, because you smelled like alphas when you got home, and I can only imagine why. And I don't want to make it worse, and...
Kim's head was throbbing. Che.
Right, sorry.
He heard Che take a deep breath.
I can help you calm down, if you want.
It was a sign of how little Kim was thinking about Che as an alpha in that moment, that he didn't get it at first. Che's thumbs rubbed slow, soothing circles.
Like what you did for me last night.
But different, obviously. Kim's eyes flew open. He hadn't realized they'd been closed. Che looked nervous, but determined. His scent was still that warm, comforting sweetness. Kim's had turned absolutely rank.
Only if you want to, Che said quietly. Only to help you sleep.
Kim's breath fluttered in his throat. He knew what Che was offering. His father had done it to him when he was younger, using his presence to force Kim's body into a state of limp compliance when he'd been acting hysterical. All alphas could do it. Calming, they called it. Kim had always hated the way it wrested control of his body away from him. Kim's Omega cringed back. It had finally gotten the memo to be wary, but it was too late. Kim had no intention of protecting them against Porche anymore. Besides, this was what they deserved after what they'd done tonight. He'd helped kill someone. He'd flirted with his own cousin. He was still lying to Che. Yeah, a punishment sounded good.
Bad idea, Che was saying hastily. Forget I said anything.
No, it's a good idea. Kim could feel his muscles clench in preparation for what he knew was coming. Do it. Che was hesitant now, because of course he fucking was.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because you are really tense. Like, really, really.
Poor Che. Che always caved when Kim used that tone of voice. It was comforting to see him do it now. Okay, Che said. Do you want to sleep here? Kim stood up and tugged Che with him. The boy stumbled a little bit, but Kim couldn't make himself any gentler. He led Che into his bedroom and tossed back the sheets before lying down. Get in.
No, thank you, Che said, polite as always.
And then, like it didn't ruin Kim every time he did it, Che sank to his knees by the bed. Kim lay stiffly on his back, head turned to watch him. Che offered his hand, and, joints rusty, Kim took it.
If you don't like it, squeeze my hand, okay? Or just say stop.
Che's fingers twined in his were familiar and comforting by now. Kim let himself hold on. I'm sure you've noticed, but I have pretty bad anxiety, Jay said out of nowhere. Sometimes it gets out of control, like stuttering and panic attacks. Lots of insomnia. Jay's scent wrapped around Kim, a warmth he'd come to expect. I started doing this thing where I'd go through everyone I knew and tell myself they were all right. Jay's thumb started up its soothing, familiar circles. Like this. Kun Kin is with my brother, and Porsche isn't going to let anything happen to him. They told me that your oldest brother doesn't really leave the house, and that he has a lot of bodyguards, so he's well protected. I'm with you, which is the safest place I probably could be. Kim kept his eyes fixed on Che. Their heads were level. Che was looking at him so softly. He hadn't commanded him yet, and Kim wasn't sure why. Everyone is safe, Che continued. You don't need to do anything for them right now. Kim felt the words shiver through him. Fuck. How did Che know? If Kim hadn't been actively searching for it, he would have missed the hum of power in Che's voice. It wove through his words, just like his scent wove through the air. But instead of commanding him to submit, relax, Che said, You're not alone. I'm right here, and I'll stay here. Because you're on my list, too. I like it when you're safe and happy. Kim's Omega was hopeful now, pressing forward. It loved making Che pleased, more than it feared being overpowered. I like helping you, Che continued. I like seeing you rest. Che's alpha voice wasn't anything like what he'd used to subdue their attackers last night. It didn't order. It invited. Kim wanted to bury his head in his pillow and weep. Of course this was how Che calmed people. Of course it was nice. Of course Kim liked it. Kim could hear Vegas's sneering words. Always fall for it, don't you, Omega? Yes, every time. Kim closed his eyes and let himself fall. Oh, Che breathed. Yeah, that's it.
His soft fingers stroked through Kim's hair, hesitant until Kim didn't stop him, then more confidently.
I've got you. You're so good.
He'd said that last night, too, and Kim knew it wasn't true. Kim wasn't good. He was barely even a person. Che's voice turned unyielding.
You are. Listen to me. I say you are, so you are.
Kim made a sound that he should have been embarrassed about. His Omega threw itself against the steel bars of his control.
You let me see a true part of you tonight, Che continued, inexorable. You're showing me another true part right now.
Kim's Omega keened.
This is exactly what being good for me looks like.
The cage shattered. His Omega burst through the last remnants of self-control Kim had, blotting out all logical thought. They had been starving for so long, and this Alpha was a banquet. This Alpha with his beautiful eyes, and the way those eyes saw them. Every part of Kim wanted this boy. His Omega was in the driver's seat now,
no other part of Kim cared enough to stop it. Kim still had one of Che's hands in his, so he used it to yank the Alpha closer. Che overbalanced and fell forward onto the bed with a little oof. Kim opened his eyes, and Che's face was right there, his warm eyes wide, his pupils a little blown. Che said, and Kim heaved him completely into the bed and put his face in the crook of Che's neck. His spot. He was lying half on top of Che, pinning him. They'd done this last night, but it was easier in a big bed. Okay, I made that way more intense than I meant to, Che admitted, flustered. I'm sorry, it's my fault. We were doing this for sleep. Remember? Sleep? Kim nuzzled into Che's throat. Che shivered. P. Kim, are you still with me? Che wasn't using the right voice, so Kim was free to ignore him. He licked a warm stripe up Che's neck to taste the salt of him. Che's head fell back against the pillow with a groan that sounded like a growl. Shit. Oh, that was the right voice. Kim purred and nosed under Che's jaw. He could smell how much pleasure he was making Che feel. Kim, Che said, gravelly and low. Yes, yes, that was him. Che's arms locked around him, tight and perfect. Kim, you're... that's so good. Kim was busy mouthing his way down Che's throat to get to his chest, running his tongue over his collarbone, until Che was making little noises and digging his fingers into Kim's back. Kim wanted to keep him here like this, laid out under him. Che tangled his hands in Kim's hair and tugged Kim's head away. Kim whined, and Che echoed it immediately, like he couldn't help himself. The fingers in Kim's hair turned soothing. I'm sorry, Che said breathlessly. I'm sorry. We have to calm down. Shh, it's okay. Let's just calm down. Kim did not want to calm down. He wanted to taste more of Che. He tried to move towards him, but Che kept a firm hold on his hair. No, it's time to go to sleep. I told you that we'd just sleep. In one last attempt, Kim whined again. This time, Che rumbled a warning. Kim subsided, huffing an annoyed breath, before flopping onto Che's chest pointedly. Che wheezed out a laugh. Oh my god, this is the hottest thing that has ever happened to me. Kim liked making Che laugh. He also liked when Che started scent marking him, stroking his back and his hands and his face. Che was staking a claim on him, and that was exactly what he wanted. Kim woke up to the sound of a phone ringing. No, moaned a voice next to him. Where is it? There was the sound of thrashing, and the ringing stopped. Hello? That had been Kim's ringtone, and that had been Che's voice. Huh? No, it's not. Who's this? Last night filtered into Kim's brain, like the afternoon sunlight through his curtains. Well, fuck. Oh, I'm sorry, I think I grabbed the wrong phone. It wasn't that Kim regretted any of it. He felt calm and sated for the first time in a long while. He hadn't allowed his Omega to take control like that since he'd first presented. He hadn't let Kim Han do anything other than break bones since he'd turned 15. Last night had been both terrible and wonderful, and Kim wanted to replay it in his mind for the rest of his life. But Che was going to want to talk about it. He was going to ask Kim questions, and Kim felt himself tense just at the thought. Hang on, I'll get him. Che shook his shoulder. When Kim turned to face him, the boy looked mortified, his face lined with sleep and his hair fluffy.
Be Kim, Che whisper screamed. I answered your phone by mistake.
Kim had a brief moment where he hoped it was Chen, so that he could have an excuse to run away. Who is it?
Some nice lady who says her name is Sprite.
No help there. The only way out was through. Kim did what he always did when he was in over his head, and adopted an air of nonchalance. She's my publicist. I don't want to talk to her. Che squawked. He said, into the phone,
He didn't mean to be rude, ma'am. I'm so sorry. He's grumpy because we just woke up. Not that we were sleeping together. P. Kim just tired me out last night. Because he was teaching me guitar so much, I mean.
Kim sighed. Then, Che's embarrassment morphed into full-on panic.
Wait, already? What time is it? Heck! Yes, yes, I know.
Oh, don't worry. And here, Che narrowed his eyes at Kim, in a way that honestly made him nervous. He'll do it. Che tossed his phone onto the bedside table and tugged at the sheets.
Up! Be Kim, get up!
Unless someone is dying, you shouldn't be this loud.
Someone is dying, Che said dramatically. Your fans! Dying for your presence! Specifically, on your live stream that starts in less than an hour.
Adrenaline zipped up Kim's spine. He sat up. Fuck, what time is it?
Late. I'll make breakfast. You take a shower. Go, go!
Che leaped out of bed and dashed to the kitchen. Kim did not dash, but he definitely hustled. As he showered, he knew he should be planning more about how to interact with Che in the harsh light of day. Kim had licked him. Literally, what the fuck? But there was just no time. He had to think about what songs he was going to play and where he wanted to set up the camera. Most importantly, Kim had to become Wick. He had to brainstorm an outfit that could turn him into someone who could croon cheerful songs at a camera. Kim saw the flowers Che had drawn on his hand, and carefully washed around them. Che had said those were for Kim Han, because he was grateful to Kim Han. If they were still on his skin, he was still partly Kim Han. It felt dangerous, but also powerful. Kim ignored the large part of him that was still an Omega, because all it wanted was to drag Che into this shower. Not helpful in the slightest. Kim got out and wrapped his waist in a towel. He was finishing drying his hair when there was a knock at the door.
P. Kim, can I come in? I have stuff for you.
Kim turned off the hairdryer and opened the door. Che was in the doorway, juggling a plate of chopped-up fruit and a handful of clothes on hangers. When he saw Kim, he turned a deep red. Kim remembered how Che's skin had tasted last night, and wondered if his blush would have a different flavor. Che visibly moved past Kim's shirtlessness, and shoved the plate into Kim's hand.
Eat while you get ready.
Thank you. Che bit his lip.
You're welcome.
There was tension between the two of them, but it wasn't like the kind before a fight. It was more like expectation, maybe. It fizzed between them, like one of those children's sparklers, fun and exciting. Could it really be this easy? Che cleared his throat and brandished the clothes at Kim. I raided your closet and found some wick clothes. So, you have options. Shirt number one, comfy wick. Shirt number two, sexy wick. Shirt number three, classic wick. They were the correct clothes. Kim had a very large closet, and somehow, Che had found the clothes that belonged to Wick. He looked like he was having fun, even. Kim felt heat lick up his spine. Che had more, though. This necklace seemed like a Wick thing, too, right? I think it goes with all of the shirts, but you shouldn't trust me on fashion. The necklace, a silver chain with a safety pin pendant, was indeed Wick's. Kim wasn't sure if his heart was pounding out of terror or lust. Probably both. In the sudden quiet, Che looked nervous. I'm sorry for going through your closet, but be Kim. You have 20 minutes, and you haven't even... Kim took the clothes gently from Che's hands and hung them on the edge of the sink. He pressed closer to Che, feeling the warmth of him.
Which version do you like best?
I like them all, Che said, but his eyes cut to the side.
It's okay to have a favorite.
No, I really do like them all, Che said sheepishly. But my secret favorite is Kim. Kim's blood was roaring in his ears.
I meant versions of Wick.
Che huffed, and his breath brushed against Kim's skin. It's all you, silly. If Kim didn't get Che's hands on him, he was going to combust.
The necklace. Put it on me.
Che's lips parted. He looked overwhelmed, but in a nice way. He reached around Kim to clasp the thin chain, brushing lightly over his bare skin. Everywhere Che touched felt burning hot. There you go, Che said, even redder than before. Before he could move away completely, Kim reached out and swiped Che's throat with his thumb, right where he'd licked last night. Then he pulled back.
Okay?
Kim asked, his voice coming out hoarse.
Very,
Che said fervently. You?
Yeah.
They stared at each other like that, waiting to see who would talk first. Of course, it was Che. Don't think you can get out of the livestream by being like this. I have a duty to the fandom. Kim felt his lips curl into a smile.
And how am I being, exactly?
You are being very, very... Oh, you know what you're doing. Che didn't sound mad about it. He was beaming at Kim so hard that Kim's heart flipped over. Was this how it was going to be between them now? This happiness that felt like it might kill him? Che gave Kim a gentle shove. Get dressed.
You haven't picked a shirt.
Kim wanted the clothes on his body to be Che's decision, and he did not want to think about why. Che's eyes sparkled at him. Wear the sexy one, then. And then he left and closed the door behind him. This couldn't last. Kim knew it couldn't.
But fuck it. Fuck everything.
As long as he had this, he was going to enjoy it. Che had watched all of Wick's live streams, but being in the room was a different experience. Kim sat in one of his fancy armchairs and smiled his Wick smile at the camera, and Che kind of wanted to scream from how amazing it all was. Kim liked him. Che was pretty sure Kim liked him. This was excellent news, considering that Che was completely obsessed with Kim. Last night had been a lot, but ultimately, that's where it had landed. Che liked Kim. He liked him so much that he probably loved him. It was fine. He'd had to work so hard to stop himself from kissing him last night. He'd never imagined that Kim would allow Che to see him so vulnerable, so completely overtaken by instinct. When Che finally did kiss Kim, he wanted Kim to be completely present. Che really, really wanted to kiss Kim. "It's nice to see everyone," Kim said to the camera. "How was everyone's morning?" When they'd first met, the Wick persona had been another mask to break through. But Che had helped construct Wick this time, and so Che got to delight in the result. Kim had let him behind the scenes. He was wearing the clothes Che had chosen for him. "Focus, Che. Gloat later. Appreciate Kim in full Wick mode now." Che had the live stream up on his phone as well, so he could monitor the chat. He was curled up on the couch in Kim's line of sight. He didn't want to distract Kim, so he was trying to hold very still. "Sparkle Girl, I like your username, by the way. I also just woke up. If you want to know a secret, I was almost late. Happens to the best of us, right?" Kim was good at this. Obviously he was. Che had seen him. But it was different now, knowing how little of Wick's casual chattiness came naturally to Kim. "All right, I'm going to show you guys how I tune my guitar. It's interesting. Well, if you're a nerd like me, that is." Che couldn't restrain himself from throwing a comment in the chat. "Che, it is interesting." Smile with hearts emoji times 3. "Thank you." Sparkle emoji times 3. Kim's eyes flicked over to him, and Che saw amusement there. Che shrugged to indicate the impossibility of not fanboying in a livestream chat. Kim talked through his tuning, and then said, "If you guys have any song requests, drop them in the chat." "Oh wow, there are a lot." Kim laughed, a gentle Wick laugh. Che liked it just as much as he did Kim's own bitten-off huffs of amusement. "You know, I met a really cute fan the other day, and he said his favorite song was Complicated or Hide, depending on his mood. So, just in case he's watching, let's start with one of those." Che's mouth dropped open. How dare Kim remember what Che had said during their first meeting? How dare he be Kim and Wick in front of Che at the same time and expect Che to handle that? Kim glanced at him, and oh yeah, he knew he was breaking Che's brain in all the best ways. A very real Kim smile lurked behind his Wick smile. Che recognized its wickedness. The acoustic version of Complicated sounded beautiful, of course. It sounded even better in person. Of course. Oh, he made Che so crazy. He took to the chat to vent his feelings. Che Che, angry face emoji times 6. Che Che, steam from nose emoji times 7. Che Che, weary face emoji times 7. Wickstan, at Che Che, dude chill. Che Che, can't but thanks! Hiding in your eyes. Acoustic version out here saving my life. Thank you, Wick, for my sanity. Glad you guys enjoyed it, Kim said. Sorry that I seemed to be giving someone a heart attack. Wow. There was some Kim smugness in his voice. Actually, not that sorry. Cookie Monster 007. God, you're so hot. Elgin Torres. Sir? Please? Che Che. Why are you like this? Kim met his eyes briefly over the top of the camera. Che Che. Ugh! Kim made a concerned face at the camera, because he was a fiend in human form. Okay, okay. No more teasing the chat. Here, let me make it up to you. Let's try this. Kim tinkered absently with the strings, plucking random notes that resolved themselves into a melody. A very familiar melody. Wick was playing their song, the one that Che had started and Kim had helped him move along. Che was going to die. Farewell to Porsche. Farewell to his friends. He was dead now. Music Maker. Is that a new song, P? Wick King 1. Wow, that's beautiful. What is it? Cookie Monster 007. Sneak peek on the live. Che Che, I'm never being nice to you again. Kim laughed. Che clutched his hair with despair that was only a little exaggerated, just to make Kim laugh again. Elegant Tortoise, I've never seen Wick so happy on one of these before. Cookie Monster 007, that laugh! Lucky Ducky. Does P. Wick keep looking past the camera? Cookie Monster 07. OMG, he does. Wick King 1. Wick, is someone with you? Kim cast an eye over the chat. As if I'd ever cheat on you guys. Nope, no one here but me and my fans. Che Che. Your biggest fans, actually. Heart emoji. Right, my biggest fan. Kim corrected himself smoothly. The singular might have been accidental, but it also might not have been. And so it went. Wick live streams typically lasted 30 minutes, but Kim kept it up for over an hour. He was merciless. My perfect day? Lots of breakfast options, doing some shopping, getting ice cream. You know. If I had a crush on someone, they'd probably be sweet, able to cook, and have brown hair. The flower doodles are pretty, right? Here, let me show the camera. No, someone else drew them for me. Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Che had resorted to stuffing his head into the couch cushions. This was psychological warfare, and Kim was winning. Eventually, the smooth conversation of Kim's voice stopped. There was a moment of blessed silence, and then the couch dipped under extra weight. Che felt a tap on his ankle. You can come out now. Never. Che said, muffled.
I'm going to become one with this couch, so I don't ever have to look you in the eye again.
Kim's strong hand wrapped around the bare skin of Che's ankle.
Don't be a baby. I am a baby. A baby that you tormented for over an hour. How could you torment a baby, P. Kim?
I warned you that I wouldn't be nice. Che pulled his head out of the cushions to glare. Kim's smirk softened a little bit. He squeezed Che's ankle.
Too much?
Of course, Che wailed. And I loved it, and you'd better do it again. Kim relaxed.
Okay. Tormentor, Che muttered darkly.
Kim just looked amused by his pain. He stroked Che's ankle while Che collected himself, which did not help, but it wasn't like Che wanted him to stop. Hey, Che said, when he was eventually able to be coherent. How about you? Was last night too much?
Yes. Che waited. You'd better do it again.
Kim's voice was full of emotions that he would probably rather die than articulate. Che wasn't going to make him.
We'll take it slow, Che said. I want to put my mouth on every inch of your body.
Che blinked.
Slowly, Kim added.
Che could not have a meltdown of pure horniness. That would be rude and also embarrassing. How about a kiss first? Kim had been the one teasing. He'd been the one to make the first move last night. But he still hesitated for a split second before leaning forward and pressing his lips against Che's. Kissing Kim was... Well. Kim pulled back.
What? What's wrong?
No, it was nice. Kim narrowed his eyes. Anything with you is nice, Che said earnestly. He was not above deploying the puppy dog eyes. Just out of pure curiosity... Absolutely no judgment, but was that your first kiss? Kim, to Che's everlasting delight, turned pink. Che could not contain the squeal that burst out of him. He tackled Kim back against the couch and flung his arms around him. You're so cute! Kim was grumbling something about being sexy and not cute at all, but Che was too transported to care. He pressed a kiss to Kim's forehead. Cute. He kissed both of his cheeks. Cute. And then he dropped a peck onto his lips. The cutest. Kim slipped his hands into the back pockets of Che's jeans, and Che realized he was basically straddling Kim's lap. Oh well, he wasn't about to complain. Especially not when Kim moved his fingers like that. He still looked miffed. Che giggled. Don't be mad. You get better with practice. That made Kim tighten his fingers on Che's ass.
And who have you been kissing, huh?
At the moment, apparently no one, Che said, making his face mournful. Oh, the tragedy! Who will give me the kisses I deserve? If only there was a handsome but inexperienced young man who was willing to learn from my... Kim captured his mouth again. Che hummed and took control of the kiss, putting his hands on Kim's shoulders and pushing him even more firmly against the couch. Kim's mouth was warm and slick. He let Che lead, both of them learning each other. "You don't have to be so gentle," Che said, breaking away for a breath. Kim looked at him, with his mouth red and eyes dazed.
"Do you not like it?"
"I do." Che couldn't help but press in again for another kiss, long and languid. Kim kissed him so sweetly, it was bringing tears to Che's eyes. He kissed like a boy on his first date. But his hands were doing filthy things. They dipped under Che's waistband and ran up his chest under his shirt. They cupped Che's dick through his jeans. "Slow," Che reminded breathlessly. He groped blindly for Kim's hands and laced their fingers together. "Just kiss me." Kim melted back into the couch. His mouth opened under Che's, and that was all Che thought about for a long time. Author's notes. Kim submitting to the mortifying ordeal of being known. "I am both terrified and aroused." Che fucking around. Lol. Che finding out. Welp! Because Wick and P. Kim didn't kill people, so they wouldn't hurt those girls. Man, this man is really at dissociation station. This man is not well. Yeah, a punishment sounded good.
Parts that make me need to lie down on the floor about it!
And Kim knew it wasn't true. Kim wasn't good. He was barely even...
I want to cry! He was barely even a person! Baby! I'm gonna fucking cry!
JJ. It is interesting! Fuck, 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 fuck. That's not what the emoji is called.
No, why? The emojis will kill me!
Reader's notes. This chapter, Kim is... he's so sad. There were a couple lines in here that just... fucking destroyed me. He's barely a person. And Che being sweet to him and like him letting his Omega out, and he's so sad, and he separates himself so much when it's really all just him, and I love him. This is such a good chapter. I love digging into Kim's psyche. It's fantastic. Anyways, bye.